Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, this is Craig. Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm alongside Greg. You know, Greg, there is a Bible verse that says that God loves a cheerful giver. And I don't think that we do it too much disservice if we paraphrase it a little bit and say that teams love a cheerful, generous leader.
Ooh, I like that adaption.
Why is generosity something that's so attractive in a leader?
Well, I think part of it, when you go with leadership, one of our definitions is developing others. So you have to be generous. Generous with your time, your ideas, your counsel. Maybe you're cheering. Maybe you have to do some correcting. But you're giving the time and the attention to a person. That's the compliment about generosity. I think sometimes people think generosity is only about charity, like money.
Right.
Did you donate to United Way? Did you give to a food pantry, et cetera, et cetera? You do a cool thing with the feeding of the kids through Hand to Hand, which is a Michigan organization, which is beautiful. But I think people think about more the cash.
Yep.
You know, how much should you give and write off on your W-2 and your, you know, tax return? So I think generosity is so attractive because someone's willing to share.
Right. So generosity isn't limited to like maybe paying your team well, but that's not the sole definition of what it is to be generous.
I don't think so. I remember, you know, in an organization I was recently in, and people would be like, hey, do you have time for lunch? I do. Does tomorrow work? Oh, that soon? And that felt generous to them. Right? Yep. Not all the time would that happen, but, well, no, I'd just as soon take the day off. I don't want to be a leader today. And clearly they wanted to have some face time with a leader.
Sure.
And so you give them time. It's an honoring act,
right,
for generosity.
And I think generous leaders are also proactive, going to the people and saying, hey, I would like to go to lunch with you, not waiting necessarily for them to come and say, right, can we do something?
To me, a generous leader doesn't shut their door.
I agree.
They might have boundaries, which is always good for us, right? You know, in terms of those in the audience listening. So you need to have boundaries. You won't get your stuff done.
Right.
But I think you have to be generous enough to carve out that time to say, I have time, 3 lunches and 2 breakfasts every week, and I might just pick someone I haven't ran into in a while, or someone who we're still working on a development plan.
Sure. You know, I tell people, if you call me, when I answer the phone, you don't have to say to me, do you have a minute to talk? Because if I didn't, I wouldn't have answered the phone. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's an important thing is, you know, that's part of that boundary. Like if I'm in the middle of a project or in the middle of another meeting, or I need some real, you know, kind of concentrated time to think on something, I'm not going to answer my phone then. But if I do answer my phone, one of the things that we got to make sure that we're not doing is, you know, we got the phone up to our ear and we're still sitting here trying to reply to an email. You're not being very generous with your time then. It maybe appears so.
Right.
And I think that that's some of these, there's some leaders I've known that try to have some of the trappings that appear that they're generous, but when it comes right down to it, they're actually pretty Ebenezer Scrooge-ish.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible talks about the lady who gave just basically our cash would be a couple quarters, dimes, and nickels, right, and pennies, but that's all she had. She gave it all.
Right.
And I think that's where us as leaders really don't give them a couple bucks.
Right.
Give them your full engagement. Be generous. If you're going to be there, be there.
Yeah.
I think I'm not sure which leadership speaker shared this. I think maybe Patrick Lencioni talked about it. His new definition was a real leader is present.
Yeah.
That's generous. Yeah. Versus I come in, ask how you're doing, I'm back out on my private jet going to my cottage.
Right.
That's not a generous leader. You know, pretty much when fundraisers talk about, you know, time, talent, treasure, mm-hmm, the treasure is last. Time and talent are also generous,
yes,
pieces in the equation as leaders.
Yeah. Well, I know that, you know, several years ago, I started when I would work with nonprofit organizations and I was looking at their board, mm-hmm, I would say to sometimes, you know, to the organization, what you need on your board is you need some more generous people. And they're like, oh, these people give a lot of money. That's not what I'm talking about. There's mm-hmm. because there's some people that are on your board that have a wealth of experience and they're not sharing it. They're not being generous with their past experience to say, hey, let me help you out with this. I think that some people say, well, I just want you to experience it for yourself. You'll learn from your own bumps and bruises as you go along. Well, yes, they may, but why don't you be generous with your past experience and go, you know, this road that you're going down right now, I went down that road and it's a bumpy road. You may want to think of a different road to go down. That's being generous with your experience. So it's not just, you know, oh, let me pull out the checkbook. And I think that's what a lot of people, even when you're thinking about charitable organizations, when they think I'm generous with the organization, I write them a check every year. Yeah, but could you show up and be there and be involved? Could you give some of your expertise? There's other places that you could be generous.
Yeah, you miss 40% of the board meetings. Yeah. But I wrote a check.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, speaking of charity or giving, so clearly generosity isn't the checkbook, because I'm going to give you a stat about America. So in the past year, Americans gave, so 56% of Americans gave to charity. So some, almost half didn't. Charity could be school, church, nonprofit, you know, local cause, school, whatever. The fascinating part, so, you know, 50% are really giving to charity. The other part that really baffled me was giving to charity, the average American gave only $574. So cash can't be the litmus of what generosity is right. as a leader.
Right.
One of the things I've been challenged by, Craig, and we can, you know, banter a bit for the audience, but I think giving of your network,
yeah,
you talked about experience.
Yep.
As soon as you said that, I thought, my network has power.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, that really is the value to the other person, is to have my network.
Yes.
And maybe with some protection or bumper guards, like, hey, I'm going to give you three names. These are awesome guys that I talk to, or these are three ladies that are just killing it in their industry. You need to talk to them, get with them. Here, right. I'm going to make the introduction. I right. did that with you just the other day.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you two click, and there's something about, like, we're kind of go-givers now, right?
Where yes.
you can have my access to my network.
Yeah.
I think that's important too, as we develop leaders. That's our goal.
Yes. I think, and again, we've talked about this so many times, but I think it's still an important thing to remind people of, is that the difference between the abundance mindset and the scarcity mindset.
Perfect.
You know, if you have that scarcity mindset, you're not going to be a generous person. You're going to hold on to your leads, your contacts. You're going to hold on to your experience. You're going to hold on to your money. But when you have an abundance mindset and say, you know what? Hey, listen, I want you to meet this guy. I think that you guys can do things together that maybe we can't do together, or we're doing together in a different way. So I want to introduce you to some of these other people. I want to come alongside and give you my experience, because in the meantime, I'm going to gain more experience by giving you my experience. And so if there's so much that we have to give away. I mean, listen, you don't have to have a lot of money in your bank account to say that you're a very wealthy person.
Mm-hmm.
There's experiences, there's talents, there's abilities, there's even the time in your day. There's so much that you could be generous with. And I think we really cut ourselves short when we just put a dollar sign in front of something and say, that's what generosity is.
Well, and a check is good, but it's not all in.
Right.
I think the one aspect I'd like to maybe address for the audience with you is, I think there are things that hold us back from being generous. I think scarcity mindset, you spoke of it as one. I think selfishness is number two.
Yeah.
So why would I help him? He's never helped me.
Yep.
You know, help her. Why would I help her? She got the promotion already. And so you get a little catty about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a little bit maybe guarded. I think so you have, you know, the scarcity, and then you have the selfish. And I think the other part that maybe could be a part of it is greed. So, well, I don't know if I'll need this money.
Hmm.
Well, I don't want to make another introduction to my network, because the last one messed it up. And that could be like, oh, but, you know, he hasn't introduced me to his people, but you're the leader.
Yeah.
You know, he's developing, or she's developing and emerging as an amazing leader. She just needs a couple things from you.
Yeah.
So I think those are a couple that just come to mind on why someone really struggles or holds back on being generous.
Well, my experience has definitely been that kind of list, that comparison thing. Like you're kind of going through, okay, well, I've done 10 things for you. Oh, you've only done one thing for me. So I'm not going to do anything else until you catch up. It's not, you know, how about the other way around? How about if we just try to outserve each other, outgive each other, outinvest each other, you know, and not have this little comparison?
I think one of the parts about being generous, if it is giving something of yourself or, you know, your talents or your network or cash, whatever it is, I love how it makes the group bigger.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, if we're a little stingy, I worked with a fellow person and his examples of just being really stingy and miserly hurt the productivity and the population of our firm. Sure. I'm going to give you one story. So they came up with a request. Staff wanted to give to the community time and talent. And they said, could you give us one Thursday afternoon off? And we were going to alternate it. So you could have, you know, a company of 100 people, you could take 25 on the first week, 25 on the second week, so forth. And he didn't see it. And he just slammed the table. No, we're not. We don't know if they'll make up that time. You know, how do we know they're really working hard now? You know, where's the merit in it to, you know, shouldn't we do it by merit? And it's like, you're just missing the whole point. We should harbor the heart of generosity. And clearly then we asked this particular guy, you know, do you volunteer? Yeah, I sit on a board. Are you generous? Well, I give to my church. That's awesome to hear, but it's right. Like, that's not generous. That's just two functions, you know,
right.
Sitting on a board and you know, giving money to your church monthly, quarterly, or annually. I really challenged him and it didn't go well. You know, he's, very stubborn about it, but he didn't trust him. If we could give truth serum to our staff. So if you don't get this freedom to contribute to whatever on Thursday afternoon, will you work harder? Everyone, I'm already working hard. No, I'm not going to work that hard. You won't encourage me, you know, to be in the community. I think that's the part that I struggle with is people want to contribute. Why shouldn't you as a leader encourage that?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be different if we, you know, we don't need to use him, but if we as a group of partners said, we're going to do this, let's pick five groups and let everybody sign up and give them Thursday off.
Yeah.
That'd been brilliant. What's fascinating, so the causes is kind of interesting. So people want causes, right? They want missional reasons to work. He just didn't get it. He's in his 60s. He's just, you know, he's clueless. Right. And yet the people are starving for meaning.
Yeah.
Not just for the job, but meaning in life. So food banks, thing that you work with for Hands to Hand, helping kids or helping families who are in need. This is valuable.
Yeah.
Whether it's housing, Habitat for Humanity, or other great causes, that's helpful. They volunteer at libraries or at museums and gardens. They want to just volunteer and see people and contribute back. And I think as leaders, we really need to encourage that. That it's not about what they're taking away from our company. They're actually, the brand comes back. Where do you work? ABC company? Oh my gosh, this is our fourth person who's volunteering here. We love your company.
Yeah.
That's the value about having a generous culture.
Absolutely. Generosity is, look, it's not taken the wrong way. It could be like a bribe. But true. I think generosity truly... generous people, I think it does open doors and open possibilities that nothing else really can. Because when you're like right there and you got skin in the game, you know, you're like, I didn't just send my money to the food bank. I'm out picking up some of the food and bringing it there, or I'm at the food bank stocking the shelves, or I'm there handing the food out to the families in need. Well, I didn't have to do that, but speaks a lot to, you know, what you're doing with your time.
Yeah, it's almost a proposition of what do you value?
Mm-hmm.
You know, work. Okay, but the person wants to contribute too, not just work. You know, it's not labor, it's not a machine. Anne Frank has a cool quote no one ever got poor by giving. I love that one.
Right.
It's freeing for us, you know, and even as we lead teams, even as we lead teams, it's really important for Anne Frank quote to really resonate for us is, man, I'm not going to be poor because I gave something, time, talent,
right.
or money.
Right.
But it's like, why do we think we're going to become poor? Again, the greed, right. maybe. Huh?
Well, think about, I mentioned earlier, just in passing, Ebenezer Scrooge, who wanted to be around him when he was a miser. You know,
right.
And he didn't even really want to be around people because he thought that they were going to be making requests of him. But when he became that generous person, you know, the way that the story, the Charles Dickens story ends is it says that he was as good as his word and more so, and how everybody liked being around him then, mm-hmm. because nobody knew how to celebrate the spirit of Christmas, not just on Christmas Day, but all year long. Yep. And I think that that's, I mean, if you're just constantly looking for opportunities, how can I bless somebody else with my time, with my talent, and occasionally with my treasure? I mean, I think all three of those things, I think generosity can't be just limited to the dollar sign. It's got to be all of those things.
I don't know. I didn't look up this. I thought, what is a generous leader? I thought about that kind of preparing for this episode for our audience and our conversations, which we love. You know, what's a generous leader? So they probably got to be supportive. Be a good listener. They got to be aware. Maybe exchange something. Give them an assignment, test them, bring them out, you know, introduce them to people, expand their horizon, generous. Letting them be who they are in their contribution to the whole team. Sure. Just a bunch of things kind of started to wrestle in my head about what is a generous leader. And I thought, yeah, a generous leader, that's what we need more of,
yes.
you know, versus the, you know, one that sells the company and then tells the staff later where, you know, your new employers are coming in Tuesday.
Right.
Oh. That's not only ungenerous, it's sneaky.
Right.
But I think the generous leadership could be something to challenge us as, like, what does that mean?
Right.
We're already tired, right? We're trying to move an organization or contribute to an institution or an employer or whatever it is. But generous really is a lot of those things, you know, giving and advising and listening and giving grace when they mess up and try or they're just human, right? That's what we have. We're not machines. Yeah.
Well, listen, let's make that our challenge to you as leaders. Think about generosity in different terms, not just money that you could give to an organization. That would be your treasure, and that has its place. But think about how could you be more generous with your time? Think about how you could be more generous with the talents that you have, the abilities, the experience that you have. And if you sit down and start thinking through those things, where could I be more generous in these areas? I think you're going to see a lot of opportunities. And I think as you start doing that, you're going to see your leadership influence begin to expand in those areas as well. We want to be able to help you. This is some of the stuff that we talk about in our leadership huddles when we're doing our coaching huddles with people. So check that out on maximizeleadership.com. There's a video that you can watch on there about Greg and I talk a little bit about what we do in our huddles. And you can also fill out a form and we'll give you some more information about it. We also want to be able to field your questions. So you could go to Maximize Podcast on Twitter, or you can just leave a comment below on this video and say, hey, here's a topic that I'm be interested to hear you guys talk about, or maybe it's a question that you have, and we'll work it into an upcoming episode. Be generous with your time, your talent, and your treasure. See what happens with your leadership. We hope to talk to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.